Looks like we're all here. And
did you start your record?
Yep.
Let's have an approval of the minutes.
So it was on November 7th, 2024. Brent went over the financial statement. We brought in $964,000 for the year. We received our last federal mineral lease deposit last month, which we usually would have received in January or February. And then we shouldn't be receiving any more deposits for the year. Expenses were the bank fees, board member fees, business registration, audit, $190,000 on equipment, $32,000 on mag, $327,000 on oil, $84,000 on striping, postage and supplies, leaving $485,000 cash on hand. And then checks written out since the last meeting were $52,000 to asphalt, $40,000 to hot mix, $33,000 to a wood chipper, and then the board member fees. And then the budget for 2025 will be similar to 2024 based on the funding received. And yeah, that was pretty much it.
Okay.
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I guess we need to approve our budget for
next year. As a hearing, or we just...
We had the hearing last time.
We did the hearing last time, right?
But there's no public comments or anything. So, I guess not.
Do we need it presented or just a motion?
We just need a motion.
I make a motion we adopt our budget for 2025 as outlined.
Second.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, you second.
He did.
Okay. I thought it was a question. Affirmation.
I'll speak.
All right. Okay. We're done.
For our balance of 196.
That's what we carry over.
Do you need money for anything right now?
Not much.
Not spending any on salt.
No.
Oh.
Salt.
Yeah,
we
fuel and salt. Save a little money there. Of course, you'll make up for it in March.
Yeah. Did you get that last one just this week for like $7?
That's kind of a strange looking invoice.
Was
this guy legitimate?
Yeah. He's the one spreads first.
I looked him up on the internet,
And
he's actually registered with the state, so that's good.
Yeah. He's the one that spreads all the oil. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Who is he?
Stewart.
Billy Stewart.
Some guy from Cedar, right?
Yeah, Cedar.
So what's that? You put oil down and then.
He's the spreader of oil. He's the one that did the last one we did was the Magnum gas road out here on Deseret. It was later in the year.
That gets right here.
That's what
we did. And then our $375 to Liberty Mutual for director's insurance. Mm-hmm. If I steal all the money, I think it's covered.
Did you say that? It was a deposit that came in. That came in early.
Yeah.
That came in early.
Well, I think.
How much was that?
I forget.
So we won't get one in January.
I don't think so. It was unusual.
$100,000.
Yeah. It looked like it had come in, which doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand why it would have done that.
So the next one will be when? You thinking, when's the next one usually come in? Like March, April?
Well, typically they roll in January, February. But
that would have been the one you think it would have came in?
I'm suspicious that it's the one, but anyway, I don't know what's happened. I don't know if it was a catch-up. I don't really know.
It'd be nice if it was just a catch-up check.
Yeah.
It was the current administration trying to buy us all off
maybe.
For the election.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The way Biden's trying to get rid of money, heck, there might be all sorts of money coming this way.
Yeah.
What's he got, $100 billion he's trying to spend all this
You and I pay for everything.
Oh, yeah.
We pay for it all.
So I was hoping we'd have another, I was hoping we'd save $100,000 for that, we're on $2,000. And then plus hopefully there's some more for MAG, but maybe we won't. Hopefully we'll have some more money coming in. February, March, and then we can use it for
Last year there was one for 150 that came in February.
And that was March, the first one?
Yeah, and there was one for 65, and then in April, one for 172.
Okay. Usually you can't start laying asphalt till May anyway-ish.
So.
April, and then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should have some money by then.
July, August. Yeah. When we get the biggest one. $400,000, $160,000 in June. Looks like.
Or if this is going to be a small year, you know, the Trump's back in. Usually it's.
Price of oil's going down, so that's not good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's,
well, the SRS, you look at that, 3 years, it's just dropped. But I know when I first started, we were over $1 million easy.
Yeah.
We dropped. So, roller coaster.
But farming is always better during the Democratic administration. You get
commodity
more,
prices are always higher.
Yeah, and everything. I can't say. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be in there. But then I think the lowest time we've ever seen was when Trump was in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It was
like
500,000, 600,000.
Six something, yeah.
Yeah.
She was in there long enough, you'd get more development. And so, you know.
We need some more gas stations coming into Miller County.
Yeah.
That really helps us on our transportation tax.
Yeah.
That's like $1 million whenever we used to get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because of the truck stops over there?
Truck stops? Mm-hmm, I think so.
And Scipio has a huge budget for everything of theirs. They can get put that big office in and stuff. And Holden doesn't have any commercial property except for the dentist office, which are exempt.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Scipio annexed clear
out
there.
Yeah, they've got all those out there on the freeway, and they got a lot of money.
Bunch.
Yeah,
man.
One of the Fillmore's huge.
Yeah, that's the biggest one we got, I think.
Well, those Maverick and Fillmore and across the street, those are both the number one stores for both of them.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Costa Vida,
that's their number one store.
But and that bonus fuel and stuff.
Yeah.
They're all having a war over there for prices, and they cut to $199 one day.
Wow. And you didn't call us?
Yeah.
No.
If you have
to. We've been thinking about maybe going out and getting a 500-gallon tank and loading up and take it home.
If you have the Love app, it's 10 cents a gallon on.
Oh, is that right?
On fuel, and then 15 on diesel.
They're always like 40 cents more anyway.
Yeah, or they
60.
Are.
Really? See, now they've been matching.
Have they been matching?
They've been matching budget because I paid $2.05 on Wednesday for gas.
Mm-hmm. They're always high, it seems like.
And Fillmore was always the highest from Salt Lake to St. George.
Because it's right between Salt Lake and St.
George. They've been duking it out for
the last 6 months. Set the tone for the last 10, 15 years. It's been good.
Anything else on our agenda?
Nope.
I make a motion to leave this month.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys, I want to tell you.